You're listening to the TriStar State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. You're listening to the episode for August 5th, 2018. The big story coming out of the primaries last week was the surprising victory of Republican gubernatorial candidate Bill Lee. The Williamson County businessman seemed to surge late, but the seeds of his win may have been sown in some of the race's earliest days. Throughout the campaign, Lee portrayed himself as the upbeat outsider and let his opponents duke it out with attack ads. Here to talk about that strategy and why it seemed to work is WPLN's Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So if you went strictly off of those ads, you'd think illegal immigration was the key issue for GOP voters. But a candidate who spent little airtime and energy on that issue won. What do you think that says?
Well, I think what it says is that this idea that all races are being nationalized, that they're about what's happening in Washington, that maybe that's just not true, that actually there are a lot of local issues that are more important to the voters when they actually cast their ballots. And I think particularly in an office like governor, personality is something that counts for a lot. Lee, first of all, made a huge effort to reach out to religiously conservative voters. He talked a lot about his Christian values throughout the campaign. But also, we talked to a lot of people at the polls, and they said basically what they liked about him was that he did a good job responding to all the attack ads that were made against him. So here's Julie Duncan. She was a voter who cast her ballot at Franklin Elementary School, and why she voted for Bill Lee.
Sometimes politics can get kind of icky, and he's seemed to stay out of the fray, out of the ugly. If you listen to the different people running for governor, there was a lot of ugly attacks and silliness, just picking something silly and making it big and ridiculous. And he stayed out of that and just took the higher ground.
And there's a real danger of going negative, particularly for women candidates. Voters do seem to punish them.
Well, so why do you think Diane Black went so negative in her campaign?
Her campaign says she had a target on her from the beginning of the race. And, you know, that's somewhat true. She was seen as the front runner early on. And a lot of that has to do with how close she was to Donald Trump. And the thought was that being close to Trump was going to be a huge advantage in this race. And so Randy Boyd and the PACs that supported him attacked her pretty hard. Now, she kind of played into that during the campaign by portraying herself as tough. You may remember there was this gritty commercial of her driving around Nashville in a leather jacket looking for human traffickers. And, you know, she was trying to campaign on her record and show that she was ready for the job. But, you know, it also gave people the impression of negativity about her. Now, as the campaign went on, she did try to soften that. In the last days, there was an ad that she released that showed her at home with her grandchildren in a much lighter environment and basically trying to explain away some of the previous ads about toughness. Anyway, the upshot is that she came in with a lot of negatives. She kind of played into those negatives through the campaign, both through her ads and through her attacks on other people. And in the end, it just exacerbated the problem that she was trying to address.
Well, for the candidate who came in second, Randy Boyd, why didn't he go positive? The state's economy is doing incredibly well. He played a part in that. Afterwards, he said he kind of regretted not running as Governor Bill Haslam 2.0. Why didn't he?
Well, you know, that's one of the big mysteries of this campaign. As I said earlier, the thought was that being close to Trump was going to be the determining factor in this race and that Tea Party conservatives would determine the GOP nominee. So in that context, Haslam was almost seen like as baggage. Now, he declared also, the governor declared early on that he wasn't going to endorse anyone in the campaign, so perhaps Randy Boyd felt that he couldn't embrace Governor Haslam too much. The general point is a good one. You're right about the economy. Unemployment is low, and Boyd is the former economic development commissioner. Also, on education, the governor gets a lot of credit for things like free community college, and Randy Boyd was very much a part of developing that policy. Now, if you asked him in an interview or one-on-one, he would say he was running to continue Governor Haslam's agenda. But you never would have guessed that from his campaign commercials or any of his promotional materials.
Well, so what do you think we'll see in the general election?
Well, Bill Lee and Carl Dean, the Democratic nominee, both say they plan to run upbeat campaigns. But there's going to be a lot of outside money coming into these races, and some of the groups behind that are already starting to attack the nominees. So there'll be plenty more negative campaigning between now and November.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
WPLN's Chas Sisk has been tracking the governor's race from the beginning. Our ongoing conversations about Tennessee politics are available in a podcast, The TriStar State. You can listen to those by visiting WPLN.org/TriStar.